Yes, he was born. Kwano ja Katonda.
Yes, Jesus, friends of God.
Yes, he was born.
Praise him so much.
Eshuko ogeza kuchigamba echo kuba mukwano gwe.
Why we've spoken of the word being his friend?
Kubanga nsikaka sanga kubulide byo munyumba.
Because I promised all the things of the house.
Yayogera mu Yokana 15.
He spoke in John 15. That we are no more his servants, we are friends of him. That's where we've known issues of the house. But I will request you in all that you prove to be a friend of God, a friend of the Lord Jesus, and a friend of the Holy Spirit, even the holy angels, and all the saints in heaven. Praise Jesus. As we totally appear just as he is.
For
tell me the one you pass with,
the
one you claim to be your friend, me too, I'll tell you your characters.
And
what you do, Jesus calling you his friend,
is
what ashames him.
As if they
explain that Jesus too appears like that.
If we are
friends of Jesus,
let's try
to appear like his
works,
the acts of righteousness.
Turn
our hearts and our minds
and
our understanding
that
appear just like Christ.
That
will be a good example unto us.
We shall move
on to know the secrets of the kingdom. Praise Jesus so much.
As
a word of wisdom passed through the greeting.
Yes, we have mikwano gya Katonda.
Tells us, praise Jesus, friends of God.
This
time is not used children of God.
It's
not used ministers.
It's
not used brethren. But
he's
used his friends.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So much.
That word means if you're a friend of Jesus, you know much concerning the house, and in this place passing the full knowledge of God,
we
move not to know many secrets. We thank God.
We're
not to move on to know the schemes of the devil unto God and to his church.
We are
still
seeing
the second mountain on which the adulteress is seated, or the second head of upon the beast, the kingdom of the devil, and that head,
there
is spiritual wickedness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We are going
to continue to know that.
But in
all this,
God
reveals us these words.
This
is the word of wisdom unto
you, as we move on
to understand
the
words of the kingdom and their greatness.
This
is the word of wisdom upon
you. Let's read
in Romans 6. Romans 6 from verse 16.
Baruni mukaga, runyeriwa kumi na mukaga. Temumanyi nga gwe, mwewa, okuba abaddu, boku ulira, muli baddu boyo gwe muulira. Obange ekibi, okuleta okufa. Obanga okuwulira okuleeta obutuukirivu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Eyo gye twewa,
wherever we commit ourselves to,
okubeera abaddu,
that we get be servants,
era tufuuka ekyo,
we become that.
If
we give ourselves to sin,
we
become servants of death.
He gets to
be a shepherd of the evil.
We try to
tell us,
the
Spirit has sent a minister today here,
and say, we have
tried to despise the treasures of understanding.
Even though
God has brought us in this knowledge,
people
don't take that knowledge as something valuable.
Banji bachali mu rugambo.
Men are still in rumor-mongering.
Banji bachayombera
iseno. Many quarreling for things of the world.
Banji bachayine bikora ebiyo jibava.
Many still are acts of where they came from.
Ebiye bikabyawo.
Their clans.
Ne byebakulira buli kino.
And where they grew up, each one of them.
But
when you come in full knowledge, you will come in a new generation. And the head you're going to be studying off, the head of the beast, the mountain on which Jezebel is seated, the spiritual wickedness, where they bewitched all nations,
able to
get number 666. And from infancy they have captured you. But we request you, when you reach new generation with the full knowledge of God, that you totally change to become a new creation. If it's rumor or mongering, you abandon it. Once we get, there's no understanding, you give up on them. Every character which is not of righteousness, that you give it up.
But
not appear like someone despising the treasures of God, the treasures of knowledge. For even the punishment for that, it's big enough. People who despise the treasures of understanding. Let's move on to here. Romans
6,
verse 17.
Balumi mukaga kulunyirirwa 17. Naye Katonda yebali. Kubanga mwabanga baddu ba kibi. Naye mwawulira mu mutima engeri eyo eyokuyigirizibwa gye mwaweebwa. Kale bwe mwaweebwa eddembe okuva mu kibi ne mufuuka abaddu b'obutuukirivu.
Yesu yeebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Kuweereddwa eddembe lingi nnyo.
Given much freedom.
Erituleetedde. Eryandi tuyambidde ddala okuva mu kibi.
Which would have helped us to get out of sin.
Naye kyantiisa.
But it's so threatening.
Mu ddembe ly'okumanya okw'obwerere nga tosasudde.
Of getting free knowledge without payment.
Kuba sikakasa nti n'oli atuwuliza ku YouTube oba Facebook oba wa.
I'm not sure that even they will listen to us in the mediums.
I don't
expect that they
are paying.
And I don't prove that you too you pay.
You
hear the words of the kingdom. Don't expect you to sow a seed for them. Praise Jesus. If
you're
given this freedom, it turns laws to righteousness. Don't want to be slaves of unrighteousness again. Let's hope ourselves align ourselves that we align the many. According to Daniel 12,
nti abalina amagezi balikyusa abangi
wisdom will turn many to righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kale Mukama alina omulamwa munene nnyo.
God has a great mission and deal of giving you the knowledge and understanding.
Naye ekyo ky'otafuuse tolisobola kifunya.
What you've not become, you'll never be able to release it out.
Kale newankubadde nga tusoma enkoza Satani eri Katonda eri ekkanisa.
Though we study the schemes of the devil upon the church.
Bwe zibanga nawe zikyakwata.
If they do still capture you,
kiriba kizibu okuzoogera.
It will be hard to speak of them.
Anti oliba wakamala ozoogerako ne zikukwata.
After you have spoken of them, they will capture you still.
Also, what I'm about to be aware of some
the people you ministered in.
When
you don't look what you've been speaking, you still have rumor mongering, you are someone jealousy, you
are
far off of things of the world,
you
have troubles in the mind. Everything coming takes you away. You will be ashamed if the scheme still capture you yourself. Be wise in the shortest time as you obey the knowledge given you.
But
do not scorn it in any words, through dreams or the visions, or in the stories, or in other things like that. You base in your place yourself, and in your own rights,
and
you despise the treasures of understanding, which God freely gives you without paying for it. Romans 6, verse 20.
Njogera mu buntu olw'obunafu obw'omubiri gwammwe.
Waliwo obunafu bungi obuli
a lot of weakness within our bodies. But I will request you, if you came with a weakness where you came from, whether you used to enjoy words where there's no wisdom in, even to trouble others,
but
when you find them, you just speak rumors instead of the word of God, and you are there always speaking about everything, instead of aligning issues, you continue to make them grow worse. I will request you that you get from that word and align yourself. God has not sold you the treasure of wisdom and understanding. He sold you and given you free.
So
that is his command.
It
says Matthew 10:7 and to 8, freely you've been given, you too freely give.
And
we don't cause people to pay for the wisdom here, knowing and every understanding. And we've studied the schemes for a long time now, really. God in teaching you said, many don't know of these schemes, and they have made them fall.
But
God had mercy upon us, and he's freely given us all of them. All that we didn't have understood it, I want to prove to you. Seven heads we study of now,
all
the seven mountains of wheat that don't receive, people don't know of them. For the word begins by saying, here is where there is wisdom and understanding.
But
the seven mountains, the heads you saw, the seven, and the seven mountains that don't receive on. And you have to see for wisdom, discover what the mountains are. Don't think people in the world get to realize these mountains. That's why they reign over them without knowing, in the world of darkness, like we last heard in Ephesians 6:13, from verse 10 to 13, that they rule over them in the world of darkness of ignorance. We used to be in the things before, and we have never been reigned over by those mountains, but God redeems us out right now. And he said, after redeeming us, people who have been reigned over by the same mountains, let's run quick, get out of there. Totally get aligned in the minds in our hearts, and in every acts of what we do.
And
if we get be slaves of righteousness. For some time back, we used to be reigned over those mountains, and the adulteries best there to reign over us. And she put in place the number 666 upon all people. But God heals right now. The God who saves us when he freely gives us wisdom. And he says somewhere in Proverbs 23, if you've made wisdom, you buy it. Even understanding. But I want to prove to you that it's not easy to find it. Men are afraid to buy what appears like wisdom. They buy services and their special services. But you know that in the Bible college they pay for it. Every level you go to that they give you wisdom, you have to pay for it. But it's not actually real wisdom. But there is the wisdom which is twisted there.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. In the world, the world called wisdom, it is sold there. It's not the real pure wisdom. Even the knowledge which is there, it is sold. But it's not real knowledge. But we hear God gives us real wisdom and understanding, even the knowledge and the counsel and the power and the real fear of him.
And
he gives us spirit without the buying of it. Why we are given it to repent. And he says, repent will be given the gift of the Holy Spirit. According to Acts 2, praise Jesus. This time, let's get to be slaves of righteousness. If you've ever been in the first ministries where you used to be people from among the
ranks,
and you spoke words without wisdom, and what couldn't corrupt it, you make it more corruptible. This can be a person who aligns things which have gone messed up in the name of the Lord Jesus. That you
don't
get slaves serving unrighteousness you got out of. That exactly ashamed us. And that's where we were made by the evil of the devil and Jezebel.
Again, ennamba erukaaka
gamukaanaye
abaali balina ennamba esooka
n'eyokubikubanga
kasanga eyo twali tugifunye
kubanga
wawambibwa okuva mu
buto
naye mukama ezi zonna azisanguddewo nga tonafuna mukaaga
gwakusaoba
singa oba kubanga wagufuna tewandiwonyeewo
ekyo
kyekiyitibwa nti obeera ovudde omwoyo
omutukuvuomaze
okugendera ddala era okuddako kuba kusibu
nnyokale
fe abaasooka okubeera abaddu b'obutali
butuukirivu
bwe twanunulwayo
tufuukire
ddala abaweereza obutuukirivu
kala tewakyali
kuweereza adde ekibi kale ne bw'olaba oba mu kamwako
nga
waliwo obuddu bw'okuweereza ekibi obulira bise
omusazaamu
mangu ddala oba mu bigambo
byoba
mu ebyo by'owulira oba mu byoloose nga binyigiriza era nga bireeta obutali
butuukirivubyo
byennyini birwanise muggwa
okusooka
walabye munno
ng'alina
ekibi fuba okulaba nga togenda mufuula mubi
wabula
okumufuula
omulungiomuggyako
obutali butuukirivuba okulaba nga tomuwalana kubanga bwe twabeeranga mu nsi
bwe
twalabanga ali obubi
twamusabiranga
ayongere okuba
obubi
naye kankano bwe
twalokobwe
tulaba alemereddwa
tusinira
mu bagalatiya mukaaga oyo tugendayo ne tumukola ki ne tumukomyawo abalowooza okuba mu mwoyo nga
tukyalabanaye
kyantiisa okulaba ku munna
ekigambowe
n'ogamba butuufu akasajja ako koonoonyi
banna
obutuufu kaŋeninga kubika akatabo mu
bantubaakuwa
n'ebiragiro sooka
omutuukirireko
bw'aba agaanyi leeta munnobw'aba agaanyi muleete mu
kalisikubanga
bwe tulowooza okuba n'amagezi
era
bwe tulowooza osalira bamalayika emisangotetusobola kusala musango buno
obutinikatikale
okusinga olugambo
olugezigezi
n'ebigambo ebitali mu magezi newakubadde okutegeera okubituulangamu
n'okubibeerangamutunoonye
engeri gye tubyejjamu
tuyambagana
okuweereza
obutuukirivukubanga
twaweereza ebyo dda ebbanga
ddeni
olugambo twaluweereza emyaka
egyayita
twaweereza obutayagaliza
nga
tufugibwa ensozi ezo
omusanvunazigenda
mu maaso n'okututeekamu amagezi
amafu
zaayitanga muyulimu n'owulira ogugambo oyagala
gwogere
muli anakukusibwa oyagala
kuwemula
omala gwogera omumwa ne
kutereera
mulimu omuntu ngaera akyaweereza
ebintuayinza
okuba
tawemulanaye
ngaawulira kimusiba okutabangula
banneawulirayeokutondawo okubutabangutalotekiroto
nakyo
ogamba
kantereze muganda wange n'agenda ng'akikubamu
akatabaoligwe
nalabye
nnoundi
va mu nsozi
z'abajezebelikubanga
oba olibwa kufuuka wa
ddembe
tobuulirwa ate kwongera kubeera muddu
wakibi
kuba nga bwe mwawangayo ebitundu byammwe okuba abaddu eri obugwagwa
twawangayo ebitundu oba
maaso
n'otunuulira eby'ekisiru amaaso gaakyuka
katunula
mu ggulu laba ebituufu
amatu
gabeera agaawo mu
lugambobitundutundu
ebyenjawulo
twabiwangayo
twawangayo emitima gyaffe eri okunyiiga
n'okukyawa
n'obutayagaliza kubanga twafugibwanga ensozi ezo
tetumanyiyesu
yebazibunaye kankano emitima gyaffe gyaweebwa eri kristo eri
emirembe
twewangayo emitima gyaffe eri obukambwe obukaawu
ebintu
bingi bye
twakolanga
era embuto zaffe twaziwangayo eri okugyamu abaana n'ebintu
ebiringaebyokulya
emmere ensibe n'ebirala
bingiebitundu
ebyenjawulo
ebyekyamatwabiwangayo
eri obwenzi twegombanga okukola ng'obwenzi nga tetumanyi bisozi kirutufuga
and we didn't know what reigned over us. But now there was a spirit working in children of disobedience. It can still be used by those things. It can still be used by an evil spirit.
But
today we are going to continue to study today concerning the spirit of wickedness. I pray God helps you that you be washed, to be taken out of that evil spirit, that you totally get clean, that evil spirit gets out of us, and be filled with the spirit of God. The words of evil, for most of them, they are parts from a sexuality, they had to do other roles.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Our lay, we
gave
them out to go to jam within discos and other things. Murder and do things which are not right.
Watch
them go in people's houses to make rumors. But right now, our feet, we must move them when they're going to be preaching. They're going to save other souls.
Not
moving, working unrighteousness.
I would
question anyone having hatred over another, or anyone who has a rumor among
them,
or who has a vision of warning. Stop spreading things to others. At least reach to us. We shall call your brethren. If you can't go, tell them when you're merciful. For some of you, you move your feet to go to one, but you held the punishment behind, as if you're the one punishing.
You go,
you are very bad. You're going to war at the same time with the punishment. I've not understood you, whether you are what kind of minister, and prove those mountains will reign over you.
Oh,
and we the adult priest to see that
yesterday.
But in the word of wisdom we've begun, you are being warned, getting out of unrighteousness when there's still time. Align yourself properly. Become a servant of righteousness.
Romans 6 verses 19.
Kuba
ngabwe mwawangayo ebitundu byammwe okuba abaddu eri obugwagwa n'eri obujeemu okujeemanga.
You
have to rebel against God.
But
when we are still there, on the mountain of
sorcery,
of spiritual wickedness, and
they
tell it's not there. It's not there. You're not there. God's not there. Go do your own things. And even today, people have humbled to work righteousness. The seeds of those mountains. But I request you, accept to totally get saved. You know, you are used to the wickedness of the spirit. Everything they saw, they are to tell it to you. But in righteousness, not everything we see.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Not everything we see, we speak about it. We expect you yourself having wisdom to clean yourself. You don't need every time someone to come and speak unto you, correct you. You yourself, you are required to cast yourself. The Bible says, check yourself, see whether you're still in the faith. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. Romans 10:17. It's required of you. What are you going to do? Check whether you are still in the word. Are you in faith? You are getting angered. You are getting angered over what words? For you get angered over your brethren. It's written where? You hate them. For, because of what?
And you're
given a right from faith to get angered over them all days. You are reigned over by what? For the ones of the world, clans are contending all days, and they are dividing themselves.
They are
on the mountain of the spiritual wickedness, and there is the one reigning behind them. But unto us, reigned by one spirit, the spirit of wisdom, of the understanding, the spirit who has total counsel,
his
power to approve whatever God planted, and what he never built,
managed
to separate the worthful from the worthless, is the fear of God. Now I want to prove that you walk by that spirit.
According
to what you speak and what you do,
is
what you want to be listening to. We shall totally see. I am not ready to prophesy upon all of you.
But I'm
ready to know from God whatever concerns upon every person. But I will never speak them. At least through the word. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's finish this
verse.
Romans 6 verse 19.
Bwe mutyo kaakano muwengayo ebitundu byammwe okubanga abaddu eri obutuukirivu
ebitundu byaffe byonna buli kitundu kyo kitunuulire ku mubiri gwo
look at your body
oba mumwa oba nyindo
your nose
buli kimu kikwata okiweeyo ng'oweereza butuukirivu
committed self righteousness
tiweetaaga kukuumira mu ngaali musabo
tukulagulekwo over you as if you had a shred to prophesy on you
gundi wa be involved wakoze
ekyo what is that
olina omwoyo oba tolina
do you have the spirit or not
alumirize nsaki bino obutuukirivu omusanga alina awo oba talina
the one who convicts righteousness judgment is it with you or not
lwaki olinda abantu bajje bakulumirize
why wait people come convict you
kikakasanga tolina mwoyo
it proves you have no spirit
kubanga tolumizibwa lwaki
convicted of any sin.
Iruko lichibi paka kukomero jidisemba.
A sin to the extreme end of it.
Ngatoa kutuli na wakana na.
You don't feel anyone convicting you.
Ngatoli ya kulagira kubuli ya butuki.
No one leads you the way of righteousness.
Wanga buogama ngo fukwa moyo wa
katona. If you say reign over by God is spirit.
Atoti ya fukwa moyo kwa sitana.
No one reign by the spirit of the devil.
Tuli lango moyo wa katona alumirize nse ye
chibi. The spirit of God convicts sin.
Alumirize obutuki.
Convicts righteousness.
Elana kubuli na omu sango mubi okola.
And he tells judgment of what you do.
Na yoka kasanga ya kurembera.
But your proof he is leading you. Now let's run those mountains where the adulteries
are
seated. Right now we study them.
The
seven heads upon the beast. Get all your parts of your body. Right from your inner man. Let
them
begin self-righteousness.
You
will not be a slave of unrighteousness. That
we
were in before, you still what from them.
But
what brought in salvation? You appear to have gotten tired of them. If you still want to do them, you would have remained in the evil. You would have remained in that world of wickedness.
You
shifted your feet to come to salvation. You showed God your crossed sides. And you've come to righteousness. Romans 6 verse 19.
Mwenga ye bitundu byammwe okubanga abaddu eri obutuukirivu. Okutuukizibwa.
Okutukuzibwa.
Okutukuzibwa. Kubanga bwe mwabanga abaddu b'ekibi mwabanga baddembe ly'obutuukirivu.
Bwe mwali butwali eriye.
When we are in the world.
Katuwonyezibwa.
Now we are getting saved.
Eranga kusoma ensozi ezo
ngosanga. Study the seven mountains.
Okubali twatandika kusoma enkweza sitani eri.
We began to skill the devil unto God and church. We started to separate God's spirit and his works of righteousness. And the spirit of the devil and its works of righteousness. God brought that to totally take us out from the other way we came from. Where we worked and righteousness. For us we were there. You were free to abuse. And who will convict you there? You
abuse,
you still vulgar, you speak every the next day you wake up. You're on the other mountains, they're raining over you. You had liberty over wickedness. You are not required to do even righteousness there. You commit adultery on 100 people. You had no rulership of righteousness over you. But you are reigned over by unrighteousness.
The
moment you had time to commit immorality and stealing,
so
you would have been paid at the end. For the wages of sin is death. Even thy flock, it will be hell. Even to the end to be melted. Right now you want to be in the middle.
For
you shifted your feet to come to righteousness. But you never reached.
Now you are either neither called nor called. You are neither called nor
called.
Let me tell you, if you are in the world, you
have
come to total salvation. You are free to be doing wickedness. You can do all your sins you want.
Even
the Spirit never contends with you. Go ask them who contends with them over what they do. Until they have finished it. You cannot commit from a mongering until you finish it. You feel that now it's not right. Not aligning your brother is not right.
You cannot
spread more unrighteousness more. For you shifted from there. I pray God gives you that fruit of righteousness. And you become a slave serving righteousness. And you get out from what used to make us ashamed before. Most of us, they trouble us so much. You
stand
for mongering and all people hated you, yet all were evil and sinners.
It began to
mark you and hated you. So much a rumamonger. We are rumamongers, but this one is surpassed us. They had to reach a time they couldn't bear you. For you used to mix them up. Some of you have not gotten healed from that. For up now you still do the things. I pray God save and heals you. For it's the intention of the ministry to cleanse all people through the word. Praise Jesus.
And
he says, gather the gathering and consecrate it. Praise Jesus. We used to be free in those acts of unrighteousness. And we
had
no one to stop us within the hearts. Not even tell you, why are you doing that? They used to tell you, and you question them, are you taking my rights from me? You marry all the women you want. They tell you about, you tell them, go to do yourself what you want. They are free over all the laws. But they no more have that liberty of working in righteousness. The freedom we have,
it's
work righteousness. That's the only liberty we have.
Barumi mukaga.
Romans 6 verse 21.
Kale bibala kibye mwalina mu biro biri ebyebigambo ebikwakwasa ensonyi.
Kakati ebigambo ebyo.
Now those words.
Urwaliro bitukwasa ensonyi.
They are shaming us.
Kuba tusobola kujja n'oyimirira wano.
For you can't come stand here.
N'orandiko tugamba abakazi bewe bakana.
And you tell us the women you're sleeping with.
Oba abasajja bewagenda nabo.
The men used to go out
n'engeri mwabikolanga.
And the way you used to do things with them.
Kubeera abamu mwaddiranga ebitundu ebirala ne mubikozesa
mu kifo ekirala. God other parts use them in another role.
Olulimi olina okuwuuta enva te lwaddanga eri ne
You can't come tell us the things.
Can
you tell us of the things you did? How you came to speak vulgar words that we come here and begin to do that for us?
Can
you come here and speak a vulgar word to us? But don't lie
yourself
that you can't do
it.
In your heart you can.
Sometimes
those words pervert from you. As we are there, we are speaking and you release it out. You have to take it out of your heart. Let me tell you,
you
speak in the people and you talk privacy unto them. Now can you begin to tell that to us? And you begin to speak those heavy words which are vulgar. Can you ask from the sisters who are in here? Used to say the congregation, you ask for them, give me. Can you come and ask?
Yeah.
If you
got
saved on the top, even inside, you can no more do that.
There
is an evil spirit spreading over you.
Re-empowering
you. Right in your heart you feel the authority and right to speak and the
government
creating chaos in the people.
Romans 6
verse 21.
Kubanga enkomerero yabyo kufa
The result of this all is to shame us even they can't even do that now. Some of you get to be home and they pervert and they get out of you. And you speak
straight.
You never know that you have that seed to fight, get it out of you.
Romans 6 verse 22. Kubanga empeera y'ekibi kwe kufa. Naye ekirabo kya Katonda bwe bulamu obutaggwaawo mu Kristo Yesu Mukama waffe.
Amen. Yesu
yebazibwa.
The wage
of any sin you do.
Erimu okufa okwafira okwaba bafira mu Adam.
Involves death of they who die through Adam.
N'ennyanja y'omuliro.
And the lake of fire.
Ate empeera ey'obutuukirivu.
The wages of righteousness.
Bulamu obutaggwaawo.
Eternal life.
Eggulu eririwo.
The heaven which is.
N'eggulu erigenda okujja.
And the heaven which is going to be coming.
Bonna balina empeera za mirundi.
All have two forms of wages. The evil one, even a death which leads them to hell, and they also pay the lake of fire to be melted. The righteous are given the heaven which is, and the earth which is, and they are given a new heaven and a new earth. The portion of wage payment is
two
to all people. The evil one, their wage you've had it, and the righteous. Righteousness amongst ourselves. Praise Jesus. Let's straight go back. That's been a word of wisdom. God bless you, have heard it. Driven us to move on to know about this head. The second head upon the beast. Praise Jesus so much. We are
going
to be explained more.
We
last saw.
Ephesians
6:10 and to down.
And
these threat reign over us over the world of darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
like we first heard in Revelation 17, verse 9, we are told this.
Emitwe omusanvu z'ensozi omusanvu omukazi zaatuddeko.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Ensozi ezo omusanvu emitwe omusanvu
the seven heads
egiri ku nsolo
upon the beast
obwakabaka bwa Satan
kingdom of the devil.
Kusinziramu Daniel musanvu
according to Daniel 7
23 to
27
ensolo ziraga obwakabaka bwa Satan
beast marks and means the kingdom of the devil.
Wabula kubikulirwa kumi na
musanvu by Revelation
17
verses 1
tugeza maso tulaga Moses
also showed the seven heads upon the beast.
And
told us in verse
9.
There are the seven mountains which the adultery sits on. And those mountains,
we've
been summarizing them for you.
It's
a spiritual false church system.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And right now we move on to see spiritual wickedness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Tujagera maso nokulaba omutwego byobufuze byobulimba
the false political sector
ate tulabe butereye byenfuna
and we shall still sweat see the economic field or sector
eziwambiddwa Satan
which has been captured by the devil.
Then tujakulaba olusozi olwokutaano
we shall see the fifth mountain
olulimu ebyenkolagana
where there's the social relations
muvaamu n'omutwego omukaawo
out of which comes the sixth head
ogumanyiddwa nga games and sports
known as games and sports.
Then mujja kweyongera okuvaamu
out of which we can get more
tujja kulaba omutwe omulala
we shall see the other head the seventh head
yetumanyi ng'ebyobulamu
which we know as the healthy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise
yes,
Jesus.
Naye nga tukyalaba omutwego okubiri
we shall still see the second head the spiritual wickedness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. In this head, they told us we need the wisdom. Even though someone does what, they have no spirit of wisdom. They can never realize these mountains.
We
heard in Jeremiah 8, from verses 8
until
12, if they have rejected my word, what wisdom is within them? The word of God, it's the wisdom which can help us to understand what concerns the seven mountains.
And
we are going to pass through the word of God.
move on to reveal them. But on this mountain,
this number
666, the second fix is established. After she placed on these mountains, she can reign over all nations, the nations and clans, and the languages. Like some Revelations, Revelation 17:15. Praise Jesus. Now we try, as the Spirit tries to drag us, pulling us from those mountains, from the rulership of the devil,
to
come to the rulership of the kingdom of God. Praise Jesus. But remember, the word wisdom is adding on the word understanding. If we are revealed the number 666 in Revelation 13, let's get back brief. Verse 18 tells us this. Revelation 13, verse
18. Alina okutegeera abalirira omuwendo gw'ensolo, kubanga gwe muwendo gw'omuntu, n'omuwendo gwayo lukaaga nkaaga mu mukaaga.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Batugambye we wali amagezi.
They have told us that's where the wisdom is.
Era n'okutegeera.
Even understanding.
Wabula mu Isaiah.
But in Isaiah
28,
from verses
9
unto 13, you try to bring understanding that we capture there on these mountains, even to reveal all things. We must be moving command by command, scripture by scripture, here a little and there a little, to join words, to join the word of God. We totally get the wisdom and understanding. Let's read this verse 13.
Isaiah 28 verse 13.
Ekigambo
kya Mukama kye kiriba kibeera gye bali, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, wano katono awo katono, bagende bagwe bugazi, bamenyeke, bategewe, bakwatibwe.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. If you want to be capturing all they to be revealed of them, to trap them everywhere, they told us
in
the wisdom understanding
that
because the revealed of the seven mountains,
it
must be command by command, command by command, at least two commands, four and above commands,
and
come from the Holy Scripture, which can move on to explain
at
last, in scripture by scripture, in the scripture by scripture. Join for us two scriptures, four and above, that we totally join the word of God, and we join to get wisdom and understanding in those words we've heard concerning those mountains. Praise Jesus. And here a little, there a little, connected all the New Testament, bring out wisdom and understanding. That's why it speaks in Ecclesiastes 7, and he says these words,
you
reveal them joining a word upon a word.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
spiritual things with spiritual truth.
This
is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verses 9 unto 14. We connect spiritual things with spiritual truth is to connect scriptures, for we heard in John chapter 6 23, the words I say unto you, they are spirit and they are life. When we join them, we connect spiritual things with spiritual
things,
going to be telling us things which are righteous and the one spirit, and enlightening things within the world. For what is seen today, it was made out of the invisible.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
we join a little here, a little there,
from
the Old and New Testament, one book making the New Testament and another making the Old Testament, from one book in the New Testament and another in the New Testament,
and
move on to bring wisdom and understanding, continue to understand the kingdom of the devil, and the word of God reveals all things.
things. It shouldn't be in human wisdom, but in the wisdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And that is the word of God. Praise Jesus so much. And he tells us in the Revelation
13:9.
Let's go back briefly. Revelation 17:9.
Awo we wali omwoyo ogulina amagezi, emitu omusanvu, zensozi omusanvu, omukazi zaatuddeko.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Emitu omusanvu gyolaba ku nsolo.
The seven heads you see upon the beast.
Obwakabaka bwa
Satan. The kingdom of the devil.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Batulaga nti ensozi.
They show the mountains.
Wasinzidde ofuga amawanga gonna n'ebikane n'ennimi.
Based on them reign over all nations, clans and languages.
Mulunyi olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu.
In verse 17.
Tugambibwa ebigambo
bye. We are told these words.
Kubanga Katonda yassa mu mitima gyabwe okukola.
Revelation 17:15.
Nangamba nti amazzi ge walabye omwenzi w'atudde be bantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi n'amayembe kumi gewalabye n'ensolo bano balikyawa omwenzi.
Tujja kuba tulaba ku mayembe ago gye bujja.
Yes, naye
ng'amazima gali bwe gati.
But the truth is this.
Amazzi amangi.
The many waters.
Mumulaba ensolo mweva.
Where you see the beast coming out.
Bwa Satan.
The kingdom of the devil.
Ebikane n'ennimi n'amawanga.
The nations, clans and languages.
Lowooza nti ejja kuva mu nyanja.
Don't think it will come from the sea.
Era bw'eba efuga abantu
bano. When it rains over these people.
Esinzira ku mikwe gyo omusanvu.
Bases upon the seven heads.
Nga bwe tuzze tuzibulirako.
Like we've been hearing of them.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga tukyasoma omutwe guno ogwokubiri.
We still start at the second head.
Ogulimu ebyomwoyo eby'obulo.
Where there's a spiritual wickedness.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tuli mu Befeso we twasembayo juzi.
We are in Ephesians where we last covered last time.
Befeso sura y'omukaaga.
Ephesians 6.
Twali twolekedde onyolo 12.
We had headed to verse 12.
Befeso esuula ey'omukaaga olunyiriri lwa 12. Kubanga tetumeggana na musaayi na mubiri wabula n'ab'amasaza n'ab'obuyinza n'abafuga ensi ab'omu kizikiza kino n'emyoyo egy'obubi mu bifo ebya waggulu. Kale mutwalenga ebyokulwanyisa byonna ebya Katonda mulyoke muyinzenga okuguma ku lunaku olubi. Era bwe mulimala okukola byonna.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Batugambye.
They have told us.
Enseno.
This world.
Ebintu byerwanagana nabyo.
The things it fights with.
Ebyefudde ebyekika.
Which you've claimed to be spiritual clans of spirits of the clan.
Oba emizimu gy'abaafu.
Or they which claim to be demons of the dead.
Tebabeerangako mubiri na musaayi betuwanagana nabo.
Have never been flesh and blood we are fighting with.
Wabula tulwanagana n'amasaza.
But we fight principalities.
Emyoyo egy'obubi.
Evil spirit of wickedness.
Oba emyoyo egy'obulogo egy'omwoyo.
Spirits of wickedness.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ekifugira mu bbanga.
Which reigns in the air.
Mukizikiza eky'ensero.
Darkness of this world.
Bakuumira mu butamanyi okuva lw'ozaalibwa.
In ignorance from the time you were given birth.
Era bakuwambirawo ku mabeere.
And they capture you right from the breast.
Nga bwe twawulira mu Yobu.
Like we heard in Job.
Ne batandika okukulaga bakatonda abatali bakatonda.
And they began to show you gods who are not gods.
Era buli kika wano babeera bakiwamba.
Every clan here they have captured it.
Ku lusozi runo olw'okubiri.
Upon this second mountain.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Batulimbira ddala.
They lied to us totally.
Ne batugamba kati ate kye
and they told us what we're fighting with. That the people who were in the flesh before, that who were our relatives, but they are not them. Troubling us in the shrines. These are fallen angels.
They
have never been flesh and blood. That's why they say, what do we fight with?
We
wrestle not with flesh and blood. But you know that? In the head we first saw of the spiritual forces. Of the spiritual false church system. They showed us that we are fighting with our relatives who died. Yet they we fight with, they are these ones. They on this side, on the mountain of spiritual wickedness,
yes,
praise Jesus.
And
they called us from the other mountain that we fight with the dead. Speak that first we hear it properly. People under the sun, most of them know that they are fighting with their dead relatives. They come back and cover them. Moves on, give us light on this mountain.
Then
we fight with are not our dead relatives. They who are in the clans requesting for cows and they ask for heads. They ask for human heads. Here they ask for hearts. They are not our relatives who left us. In that mountain there's a lot of deception and sorcery. So it involves a lot of magic upon it. To lie to you that they appear like a relative who died and has come back.
It's hard
to put it in a human heart that is not that person. Or even when God born again, that light never came out clear for us.
Remained
claiming my auntie and my grandfather attacked me.
After
wickedness still captured us,
even
the darkness of ignorance where they best to reign.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Let's repeat this verse.
Ephesians 6:13.
Verse 12.
Kubanga tetumeggana na musayi na mubiri.
Betuwanagana bu.
What we wrestle with.
Tebabiranga musayi na mubiri.
Never been in flesh and blood.
Ekigambe tonjagala
ukibikulu. But what I want you to be revealed of it well.
Tebabiranga ko mubiri ne wakwadde musayi.
Never been in flesh neither blood.
Betuwanagana.
The one we fight with.
Bali bamalajika.
The other way are angels.
Nebagwa.
And they fell.
Bebali mabega wechintu.
The ones behind this thing.
Ebebefudde musimanyi mizimu jya tabani.
Claim for demons of the clans. That is the scheme of the devil.
Burogo.
The wizards and sorcery. To bewitch you to profit the
sorcery.
Here there is magic.
Barogo muntu na mchiroto.
They bewitch someone through a dream.
Sengana akujira.
And your dead auntie appears
ugeno
to you.
Zuku angaba kurozori.
As you wake up, they have bewitched you. You have to go and dig their burial grounds. But you think they are there in the grave. This is serious. Sorcery. They bewitch you and prove to you they are in the ground. Yet they came upon your head in the night. Why is
it
taking them back to the ground? This is serious witch. Why
did
they go back to the ground? Why? Who can reside in the ground? Among the people in the flesh now. Can you bear to reside in the ground? If you get a chance to escape there, can you go back there? The devil is a thief. He says he came in the night to you. And he said, I am your auntie, I'm in the ground. Go and dig
it.
Nothing is there except bones of the dead. Jesus, Matthew 23
says,
those are dead bones of the dead. There's nothing. And they prove that your grandfather is in the grave, you have to even take care of it. And you go to begin to clean the graveyard of your forefather. But what is in those graves? I think you see the witchcraft and the wickedness. But the entire world on this mountain.
On
this mountain, it is hard to escape it. You take flowers, you take it to your dead grandfather. But are they in that grave? They and prove it's the exact, and they visit you themselves. They wrestle not with flesh and blood.
They've
never been in flesh and blood.
But they are
parties, evil spirits. They in the wickedness of the world. Praise Jesus. Here they have captured the world a very
dangerous.
As soon as you're born,
Baba,
they must capture you. Where they first cut off, the 9 months it's cut off you, which you spend in the womb.
And
they introduce you in the world, your flesh in the world.
And
they even dedicate you a specific clan. And they give you totems and things like that. And the battle appears there. And they put you new things. They
themselves
come into you and you cry and they claim you're demanding your clan. And they trample the child in the intestines and they cry. That they are crying for their clan name. And you begin to say, let me take the child to be named a clan of their name. Now when they reach there, they stop crying. And they are getting silent. And you say, clan things are real. Now they have finished you. They captured the world in this aspect. This mountain is not easy to escape it. The last time we heard, even they get saved, most of the time this mountain takes long to get out of them. And it's the mountain they best most to draw you back to the world. They use it so much. But you don't really come in the clans of the saints, you remain there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's finish this verse. Ephesians 6, verse 12.
Kubanga, tetumegana na musayi na mubiri. Wabula naba masaza, naba obuyinza, naba fugensi, abomu chiziki za chino.
They are
hidden in darkness of ignorance. And they reign over this world.
What
first do is to blind people's eyes.
9 months
they cut them off. And they introduce
you
in a new clan.
Yet
you have a clan you come from in heaven.
Now,
here they give you other gods, which you find in those families. If you try to ask of the heaven, you find they corrupted all your fathers. They explain you different things.
You
to begin in that wickedness. When we fight with brethren, not with our dead relatives. If it was like that,
demons
of that dead would have been so many on this world. For God has ever destroyed, the entire world in the era of Noah.
Demons
would have been filled the earth right now, the dead. And they have nowhere to fit
even.
The Bible says,
you put
them in the prison.
Today
they don't put them there. Behind this thing, this wickedness is so powerful to bewitch this world. The second mountain, don't call it is a mountain. It's a mountain the adulteress captures all nations. According to 1 Peter chapter 3,
the
Bible says, right from the era of Noah and the olden eras, all people who died and were evil
moved
on to be born in the bottomless pit in the prison of God. And they were never left.
Now,
what surprises these days? Things which are fake when fallen angels are lying in the world. They moved on to lie, perhaps the spirits of the dead are still in the space and on the mountains.
And
after they tell you they are in the ground graveyards, go and clean them. You have been in the darkness, these are not lights. Let's read from verse 18.
First
Peter 3, verse 18.
Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyabonyezebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu. Omutuukirivu olw'obutali butuukirivu atuleeta eri Katonda bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo. Era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. Edda abataagondera kugumiikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwalinga kulindirira mu nnaku za Nuuwa, eryato bwe lyali nga lyaki katuluddemu. Petero ekisooka essuula ekisitulonyiri olw'abiri.
First Peter 3, verse 20.
Edda abataagondera okugumiikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwalinga kulindirira mu nnaku za Nuuwa, eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibwa amazi mwegalokolera abantu si bangi gy'emyoyo munaana
only 8 spirits were saved.
Tuvula bagamba emyoyo,
that's why they say spirit.
Basoka ne boogera abantu si bangi,
first speak of many people,
bagamba emyoyo munaana gy'ejawo,
say 8 spirits were saved.
Emyoyo emirala bagitwala,
where were the other spirits taken?
Komera
in the prison.
Ekomera tebakota kudda.
The prison never set you free to get out.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Kati tisingo kwebuzibwa.
What is most questionable?
Bani abakoma bana abatabula.
Who are these who come back like the dead and they trouble the living?
Bana bamalaika abago bakulembedwa mu Jezebel.
These are fallen angels led by Jezebel.
Era buli chika.
And every clan.
Munsi muno kibane Jezebel.
In this world, it has their Jezebel in it.
Omubako yaberayo.
That messenger appears in that clan.
Era namanyaga gatumibwa abana
ba. Even their names are named after their children.
Akati buno bumalaika obulalo obwefule mizimu nabone bugoberera.
Fallen angels claiming to be demons they follow.
Era buli chika bakigabanya.
And every clan they divide it and share it.
Buno rusozi.
This mountain.
Siru lwangwese okuruvunu.
That is the world to escape it.
Na yefa abaduko okuva mu Babylon.
We will run from Babylon.
Mbaka baka bwasita.
The kingdom of the devil.
Baduka machagwa datuduke.
They say it's really fallen. Let's run from it.
Tuba tudukanga tuise nsozi.
Run to bypass those mountains.
Tuziwara mpazo men tumala kon
tu. We climb all and we reach the and we enter the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Now listen to this. The ones of the generation of Noah. In Genesis chapter 6. All the spirits were put in the prison.
Even
the ones of the olden days were in prison like that. Even generations moving on of the evil people. They
move
beyond the pits of hell. If you don't go to heaven, you have not worked righteousness. Pits of hell in the prison. Now the question is, these who come back, who are they? Let me tell you, the one who come back, they are the fallen angels. They are behind to fake all the things and to bewitch human beings, to make them think that they are worshipping their dead forefathers, demons of my fathers. Come. These are conmen.
These
are wild mountains they best to reign over people.
And they
reign over every person never to escape.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. And here they have put many prisons.
Bind
people who never go back to their home country. In the kingdom of heaven. They bind you in the wisdom, in seeing, in hearing, in your walking, in your talk. Everything gets to be bound.
What speak
is not applicable in your home. You speak things of the world. And you begin to speak. You begin to speak your origin, this clan, this mountain of the world.
If
you confess that fake salvation of the devils, instead of confessing Jesus as Lord, you are beginning to speak your origination. I am from this clan, this mountain, this place.
And
do you know the witchcraft? Did you come from those places?
No, no.
Philippians 3 says our home is in heaven.
In 1 Timothy 6:7,
they say when we came we brought nothing on earth.
But
how dare you begin to claim you came from a certain place on earth? They bewitch you and you no more have any brains within you.
And
you
think
you are sure they are the ones. You see, you understand.
When
you speak the one who speaks them well, you say, you know your origin. But do they know their origin? Which you seek to have understanding and have to keep you in the world of darkness. You shouldn't question this. What is called spiritual wickedness?
If
you a dream, you come out when you've been bewitched very well.
And
if this you claim to be your ancestors, yet they are bewitching you. The rich man in Luke 16, he proves the place called prison you can never come back on earth. Listen to this. Do you know in the churches of the wizards,
the false churches, in the spiritual false churches. Do you know they themselves get the information basing in this mountain of wickedness? And they act right, yes, they enter into the other mountain. And they tell them, demons were coming from hell and they were attacking
you.
Now themselves make those videos. Now it means
up
the mountain they make you dream, even spiritual wickedness they can cause you dream. You find a wizard telling you a dream you dreamt, how their forefathers revealed it to them. Even the one he speaks the exact. I tell you, I saw demons come from hell. Even the ones of the shrine tells you that your forefathers are not well in the pits where they are. I saw them stand and they demand their own things. Now they themselves on this mountain, they claim to clothe sheepskin and they appear to
be
there. They claim to appear as your clan members, your relatives who are dead, and they bewitch you. And on both sides you can't be saved.
When
they see you want to escape from the mountain of witchcraft, they set you in the false churches and they set you thinking you've gotten saved.
Yet
you speak it upon your mouth, yet there is no understanding. That's why the Bible says God wants all people to be saved and to reaching into knowledge.
Now,
what they do, they leave you to get saved but they don't let you enter knowledge, they keep you
darkness.
And they say they're going to be teaching demons.
In
the remain teaching them and you profit out of that. Joke with this mountain. And they tell you the seven mountains. The sorcerer sits on them to reign over the world.
Jezebel
responsible for the second
six.
Even the devil sat on the same mountain. And you could never escape him. Now the truth is, these are relatives getting out of the body.
If
you don't go to heaven, it is hell, which is the
prison.
The one in heaven never comes back on
earth.
Even the one on hell never comes back on earth until the day of judgment.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But these are con men. They show us that our forefathers, the relatives who died. Your dead forefather who died loving you and they come back when they are harsh. If you dare touch their baskets in the shrines, they can beat you and whip you for that. Praise the name of the Lord. There is something I'm adding on to that thing. In the nature of humanity, we know when something dies, it can never demand its own possessions. But the question is this: if they say our relatives would die, why do they come back ask for blood? What are they going to be using it for? Except they bewitch us, con us, yet there are other things behind it. For a dead never speaks, neither eats. Let them explain us where they take the blood. The others are fallen angels, they are on their own things. They bewitched the world for a long time. Find the old man you think they understand. He was bewitched. What he speaks, I'm going to die joined on the winds of my forefathers. And what he speaks, it's that
clear.
When you check for the boy, they're going to be surprised. They are going to be beaten in hell. They are going to be put in the prison. The era of Noah.
Fallen angels were many.
Make
people dream. They appeared physically and they had children.
The
people married demons. These are fallen angels.
Those
days, people were told, when you die, you're going to join us on these mountains. They found themselves in a prison. The ones we worship, they told us, we are going to join on them. When the clouds came, the rain left us. The day you get from the body, that's where we keep up on you and they say he's finished. When we kill this one, we shall get another. If you die with sin and they leave you, get another. And they tell you they're going to lead you within the fire. In the lake of fire. And they see songs I'll go in the lake of fire.
And
dancing. Yet they're going to be burnt there. They even give them songs that they know they failed, they can't align themselves. Who knows that song in the shrine?
Julius,
Julius, you were there. Do you know this song? How does it flow? They used to sing in the shrine, when I will kill you, I will get another.
There is another
of leading you to take you to the fire. Who remembers that song in the shrine? We used to sing. We used to sing in a shrine. They say you left your God and you went. That the familiarity which made you leave your master. He has to go with many people in the lake of fire. But what is
saying,
they bewitch you already.
He has to
go with a number of people in the lake of fire.
What?
In that song they say, if you despise the one of your household, you know.
Okay.
Our fathers are sitting in the prophesying the lake of fire upon themselves. And they make occasions of the twins in the shrines. And they delight in the things they do there. They even say that you are free to go and dance and bum with your father-in-law. And you begin to speak vulgar with them. They call you that there is that which affects you. You can cross the road yourself. What you do, never understand it anymore. All our forefathers of many generations. Even this generation have bewitched it dangerously. None in this world has ever realized it. You have investigated about it, you will see. When God told me, he told them to be told me, go search on the net.
Search
in the wise and the older in the yards.
I inquired
from people through visions. I entered human rooms. Like American computers.
Japan.
India.
All
the ways I went there. That's why when you teach it to me, I learn it quick. But we used to be in there checking them.
There
are computers in America and England and
China.
They have all their secrets within them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But we've
understood
that they
are bound in the prison.
And these
who come back, they're not our dead relatives.
These are
fallen angels. They lie to you that when you die, you will come back yourself.
If you do your sins like
your uncle or your auntie, your father,
and
you will come back in joy and you ask us hands of blood, and they will dust for you in the shrine and the drum for you, and the dead forefather is on the head of a living.
Yet,
when they get you are in hell, and they call you, you're going to enjoy.
And you
come back and they'll dance and play drums for you.
Luke
16:19, tell us this.
If you don't go to heaven,
it's hell, you can't come back on earth.
Awaliwo omuntu omugagga eyayambalanga olugoye olw'effulungu ne bafuta ennungi ng'asanyukanga bulijjo okwesiima.
He
used to rejoice.
Having
everything.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They're
the rich of today. You find them praying, they have a shrine.
And they stop withholding
all the laws.
Even
praying, we are free in our religion.
In
the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And they speak with much honor.
Yet
they have nothing like honor. And they are bewitched.
Because
the mount of religion entered in.
False
church system there within it.
And
that is the same the mountain of which we have
turned.
Now, many religions are on both mountains. And even when you bewitch here, you can be in the church.
You can
be in the church and sit in your
board again.
But you see the
pastor is
the and you go to bewitch. He can tell you.
If there is
a miracle at the false prophet's place, go get it and get away. Yet he knows very well. What they do is the same even with here.
The mountains
are the same. The other is hidden in church. Praise the Lord, brethren. Now, one day we're at Mulago. There was a woman, she was neighboring me. He too had pains in the back. And she said, the son of hers who was sick, just like me too, I was sick. That they moved, they made different scans on them. That doctors failed to discover the sickness. She said that the son was taken to the rich. That where he was taken, that he was taken in the shrines. She said she never bought minor things, she just went, and the child got healed. And she said she feared to tell people where the child got healed from, for they'll ask her. That the child said that even the big pastors of ours appeared in those shrines. They go and serve feasts and there, and they are thanking for the things they have done for them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What you
offer is what they take and offer the shrines.
If you have
offered is thing of given God, given in the wrong place.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
truth is this.
On
the second mountain,
the
head of the beast on which Jezebel
sits,
when she fulfills the second six,
walks
on the mountain and can be surprised.
Here
they best to fake the spiritual false church system. And you find yourself, they connect you very well.
This
plants a tree is in the church.
Another
gives you a tree, go plant in your home.
They
connect very well.
These
two mountains, you have to be very careful of them.
And according
to Luke 16, 19, they tell us this.
Luke 16:19. Awo waliwo omuntu omugagga eyayambalanga olugoye olw'effulungu ne bafuta ennungi ng'asanyukanga bulijjo mu kwesiima. Era waliwo n'omwavu erinnya lye Laazaalo eyagalamizibwanga ku mulyango gwe, eyali awummusewummuse amabwa nga yeegomba okukkuta ebyagwanga okuva ku mmeeza ey'omugagga. Era embwa nazo zajjanga ne zimukombereranga amabwa ge.
Jukira Lazaro mutegeera
bulungi
wali eri mu Yokaana
11
mukwano gwa Yesu yawuliranga enjiri
naye
nga n'embeera ye yaliwo ku bulamu
bwe
yalinga ekigezo eri omugagga
oyo
ayinza mmuyamba atya okuwona
ye
era ayinza okuwulira enjiri okuva eri omuntu afaanana
bwaliyesu
yebazibukubanga tulaba
nga
bwe yali amubuulira ebintu bya Yesu yatuuka ekisaa namugaa tugendeyo nze mbeeko bye
mwewuliomujjukira
Matayo 11 n'asinga na mukama waffe n'amubuuza ki kye
siratuukiriddekiyinza
okunnemesa okgenda mu
ggulu.
Babeera abantu nga baabaloga emitwe
mukanisa
beefuula n'amateeka nga asobola
okugakusomera
mukama waffe Yesu yamuddamu n'amugamba okukwata amateeka.
You obey all the laws?
Namugamba nagakwata okuva mu buto twakulira mu ddiini.
From my infancy we grew in religion.
Era balabaga nze nakulira mu bulokozi
nsukula. Others claim a great salvation.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Naye yamugamba.
But he told him.
Akati genda utunde ebyo byonna
byolina. Sell all your possession.
Ogabira abeetaaga.
Give up the poor.
Akati nno jjongo
bedde. Come follow me.
Ebuli egamba mugagga yaddayo anakuwadde.
Bible says the rich man went back when he was saddened.
Kubanga amateeka abiri yali tagakwata.
For the two laws he had never obeyed. Neither obeyed all of them.
Oyagalanga Mukama Katonda wo.
Love the Lord your God.
N'omutima gwo gwonna.
With all your heart.
N'obulamu bwo bwonna.
With all your life.
N'ebintu byo byonna.
With all your possessions.
Jjukira Katonda yali amugamba agenda atunda.
God was telling him to sell the possessions. Did he love him with all the things? Oyagalanga
muntu munno nga
love your neighbor as you love yourself. Just as you love
him. Agenda otunda ogabira abeetaaga.
Told himself give out to the poor.
Ekimunakuwaza abantu nabo tabaagala.
He never loved people and neighbors.
Kati yali mubbi nga mwenzi
nga wayi. He was an immoral person and a chooser.
Amateeka gonna alitaga
kwa. He had never held all laws.
Yaddayo nga anakuwadde ne wayita akaseera katono n'afa.
He went back sudden and at the time passed he died.
Oluvannyuma lwa Laazaalo.
After Lazarus.
Munne lw'omugagga Laazaalo naye.
After the rich man Lazarus who died.
Mu kaseera ke ka moment yemwe.
The same moment.
Olwamala okubuuza yaddayo nga anakuwadde bubi nnyo.
Question went back sudden.
Wayita ebbanga tono.
A little time passed.
Ye mugagga oyo n'afa.
It's the rich man.
Naye nga mukunyola kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
But as just explained.
Yagamba kizibu abagagga oyingira obwakabaka bwa
Katonda. It's hard the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
Si bagagga bokka.
Not only the rich.
Abasente.
They of money.
Mulimu abagagga ab'emize emibi.
They are rich people of bad characters.
Munyi bwe twogera ku bagagga
oyo. You know when we say rich.
Bagamba ndowooza sente.
You say perhaps money.
Mulimu abagagga mu bwenzi.
Oli ayenda ku bagagga. Immorality and a person has fornication to 10 women.
Oli nga mugagga mu lugambo.
Another is rich in mongering.
Kizibu okuyingira wali
eri. To enter heaven.
Bagamba nti engamira esobola okuyita
mu nsi. They say a camel can pass through the needle than a rich to enter heaven.
Si mugagga wa nsimbi
zi. Not the rich of money alone.
Mulimu abagagga mu kwonoona.
People rich in doing evil.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga bwe tuddayo mu Luka.
When we get back to Luke.
Ye mugagga gwe tusoma.
Is the rich man we read of.
Ebintu byakyankanana.
Things
ne bamuggya mu mubiri bubi nnyo.
Was taken out of the body.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Bamutwala ne bamulaga ekifo ekirala.
It was taken to and shown another place.
Naye nga yomu ku bantu abali mu bulogo obulo.
One of the people were in this.
Abatamanyi waliyo ne komera lya.
Who never knew this even the prison of God.
Era abalowoozanga.
And they who thought.
Yemiyo ya bafa kikomawo ne jogera.
Spirits of the dead come back and speak on the heads of the living.
Yageno tuka ku bajjaja be yasikira nga bali yobo.
The forefather inherited they were all in hell.
Na tumana agamba banna.
He said and he said friends.
Abo baganda wangata abatano nabo mbalaba bashi.
Five brothers I see them heading the same way headed.
Ava mubiri ya mayaja akutte.
They will get from the body nowhere they have headed.
Kati uroku batebadda kubulira.
Because they don't come back to warn you.
Banangi
my friends
but fallen angels bakoma mu bwangu
dala fallen angels come back in a short time
ati wamasinga nanga muri mu kintu
ekyo bwo you find you in assisting very well
mubata munabazika
before you bury
ngali ku mitwe jaba
and on the heads of the human beings
tafunzika ku ndiye yetaka
na yo bury me there I don't want there
We seba yogera kumtu gomu
kugenda kuzikwa wa human head we are going to bury you where
tutwara mubiri to tutawana
take the boy they don't trouble us
tukena gogwe tuzika
I will bury you on the head of another
tukuzika uli kumtu
gomu we will bury you on another human head
kaguya ono sitani
let me tell this the devil
Jezebeli neba malaika wabagwa siba antupo
Jezebel and fallen angels
baba kuma mkulu tebagara mtu wate yo wate
just from heaven they don't want anyone go back there
baino kula katemba yenda
have to every form of Brahma
mumirembe jine ya BC
in the olden eras of BC
chikenduwa chabwe chari chakunganya ba
the intention was to gather people
baba ono onebo na
that they corrupt all of them
goba wambe kuru
that they capture heaven
kati baba goba yo
now they were just from there
chikenduwa nechichuka
the intention changed
baga matisinga ba kozi sana uwe gatako
if they use you join on them
baru anise yesu
they will fight Jesus
kuruna kururu wagendo
one day he will come
singa bigana
if they fail
bagende na yomuruwewe ya ruomo
they will go into the lake of fire
program ya
that is their program
para robo dengena sala kuibuza
because of them we cut questions off
Luka esura ya 10 na mukaga olunyirirwa 2
Luke 16 verse 20
era waliwo no mwavu erinya lye Lazaro eyagalamizibwanga ku miryango gwe eyali awumuse wumuse amabwa nga yegomba okukuta ebyagwanga okuva ku meza y'omugagga erembwa nazo zajjanga nezimukombereranga amabwage awo olwatuuka omwavu naafa nasituliwa bamalayika nasibwa mu kifuba kya Ibrahimu n'omugagga naafa naziikibwa nayimusiza amaaso ge mu magombe
omubiri ne baguziika
the body was buried
wabula kuwa omwoyo gwe
but these spirits
ye kanga ali magombe
he found himself in hell
akati ekinyonyola nti yali wano mutaka
what explains wasn't in the ground
ye bintu byayogerako wamanga
things he speaks of down there
biribwebe
there are like this
Luka 19 olunyirirwa 23
Luke 19 verse 23
ngali mukulumizibwa
yali mukulumizibwa kati sima
he was in torment
wano
here
mutaka wali torment
in the soil is that the torment on the ground here in the soil
Nalengera mu kifuba kye nalengera Ibrahimu wala ne Lazaro nga ali mu kifuba kye
nti kubanga tumanyi omutuukirivu
we know that it's saying
asituwa bamalaika ne bamutuwa
mu kifuba treated by angels taken to heaven
wabula no muono
nyi even the evil
akwatwa bamalaika bokufa na magongo
captured by angels of death and hell
bamutuwa mbunyo buta
and they take them to the bottomless pit
komerali akato
the prison of God
bamalaika obitula mukubikulu mukaga
angels be seen revelation 6
unyoro musamuno romo na
7 and 8
kati boba kutwara mukomera bayo kusiba
take you to the prison to find you
nokubonya abonya
even to torment you there
kati sitani wono ne bamalaika beba
therefore and its fallen angels
oba Jezebel lero
Jezebel today
bakati yali mbuyenza
for is now in authority
kuva stand ya sibi
because the devil was captured
buba gena maso no ferense no kusozo uru
buba to fake this world in the mountain
kusozo rebi obro
the mountain of spiritual wickedness
ngabatu lima ndali bakomawo
that the dead come back
na fake verene comfort ndi
ateri buzibu kambe ateri buru no problem it's well
nebo yonona
if any you seen
and you going singana jajja obaye na bakati
kuni your forefather who died had 10 wives
ngana yali kumtogomo
now is come back on the human head is speaking upon it and is correcting you on the head of a living
my
child don't give birth within this woman
kumbe but ori ari mubiziwa muri bubi
the other is in torment
ona akomye mu fere
this was come back is a con man
atani sokuwe mifupi yakoze sango
ori you wrong things get to the deceased
ori amara doku mutaka tayagala
kill now they want you
Wanga twaulide bigambe bakozesa
we have the words they use
wendi kutta
if I kill you
yakanyomonyoma ka Kristo
kama the reality which made you leave your master
kitawo kitafuwo mugu
father your father in heaven
wendi kutta nkwa tonga
when I'll kill you I'll get another
era bano olukumala gwenga
liyo biwe when they finish the deal is that
ugwa mu mikono mirara
nyo you fall in other hands
ngabadda kumola
and they come on another living person
ngababonya onyoyo
na they torment that one
wama royo ngabaku atomula
when they finish that they get another
Era ikadisi yobulokozi eyaddala
Church of Salvation which
yes,
is prayer.
Yesu oro kuyimiriza omulimu gwabo.
What can stop this their work?
Banga tugena basibise byaddala nabo mbunyo
buta. Right now we're going to send them be bound in bottomless pits.
Sibya basimika munsa nyikuranga baferi kanisa
in the desert for the corn church.
Nebaji gamba ene yawe yechi fereje
ateka. They say this fake church.
Must to send the kids
send us to the desert.
Kintu kyabwe kyeki.
It's their thing.
Baba gamba tamufaye tukole sente eno naye katamuto sindike
elimu. Make money when you're not binding us.
Mutusindike mwesenye ngaru yige tunasobola okufuka
kusindika ne pita. Where we shall be able to come back.
Other think of
their false church. They put it in place. It's fake. Let me tell you one thing.
If any person wants to teach demons,
they have to teach these seven heads.
If
they teach you different demon types, it's not going to help you.
You remain
when they are the same teaching you.
But
they feel that within your heart instead of the wisdom of the word of God.
Luka esula ya kumi na mukaga olunyiriri lwabiri mu nnya.
Luke 16 verse 24.
Nayogerera waggulu n'agamba nti kitange Ibulayimu nsaasira otume Lazaalo anyike ensonda ey'olunwe lwe mu mazzi ampoze ewoza olulimi lwange.
Yalimu eri bamubonya abonya.
He was in the torments.
Akati bano kulima nti how ugenda kwegatta ku mpeko z'abajjajja.
This one night you're going to join on the winds of your forefathers. We sit on the
hill.
They light you, they have a specific mountain they sit on.
Mbona ukugenda
begatta. That you're going to join them there.
And you
begin to blow out the winds.
At least they are in the
night. People, they can come in the night.
Usingana omuntu mbwe agenze kwetuga yegatte ku akitaale.
They're going to hang themselves.
Umudaye wabutwambu yegatta ku muganda
we yagenda. So poison to join on their dead relatives.
Oli muteko amenya totanga.
You are breaking the law, don't commit murder.
Umalirizeru oli mukeye.
End up in hell.
Kubanga totanga tebaga akonti kwe no buyinzo
okwetta. Not kill, you have no right to kill.
Era nawe ufunanye bomusango gw'okwetta.
You are accused of killing yourself.
Na muteka kuninga
genda we tugoma we go hang yourself.
Owe ne bitawana jense.
We get be relieved of the troubles of the world.
Wow, enda wana tujo yingira mizimu.
Troubles you enter in are more wild.
Toli na mutawana go berowe.
Have no trouble you've gotten saved from.
Ubanga nywe do mwenge bone
ebirozo. Wine to be saved of evil thoughts.
Ogoro koko ine ebirozo nkuyanja nokusinga biwa
badena. When they have multiplied more than what you had before.
Kubuza buza.
It's confusing you.
When
they call the wine of Jezebel,
you'll
get drunk and you think you're safe from the troubles of the world. And they
still
join on the winds of the forefathers. And they give you those situations. You see, you build a house for your dead forefather. When they come from the mountains, you'll live with in that structure. And they build a shrine there. And they let you rest from there. But the other is drama, fallen angels have done that to the world.
Move
on, think they are the dead forefathers of us.
Luka esula ya kumi na mwenda olunyiriri lwabiri mu nnya.
Luke 19:16-24.
Kubanga numwa mu muliro guno.
Namuganzi banjo kya.
He said, pardoning me.
But
who comes back here as a demon of the dead?
They
are bad
to be. They
rather confuse us that a tree has penetrated through them. Where you buried me? The tree has penetrated through
them.
Did you come with it here? We want to pull it out of yourself. You with your tree in you, why are you going back there?
When
you buried me there, the waters are passing me there. Don't go back there. Answers are troubling the fallen angels.
Even
in this mountain of spiritual wickedness,
they
think the dead is even in the grave and the streams are passing them.
I
tell you, they come here and they arrested us. Come help us. Cut 10 goats, even
cows,
and they will set us free. You are here. Why do you go back where they captured you from? You joke with the devil.
And on
that mountain, they bewitched the entire world.
Usingana mnayo kuchubanga
achasa banga kama. Find a pastor priest in the desert. Demons of the forefathers.
No, bitu yosa.
What are you praying?
Toka kasanga bamusiba mukeena.
No proof they found them in hell.
kangulira abantu ekiriko kulokoka nokutukira dala mukumanya kigambo kikulu
and to change
nothing tolokoka buloko sikyokka
you don't just get saved
lokoko tukira dala mukumanya
get to reach into knowledge
kubango uzosigara mukizikiza
abantu bebaku you can remain in darkness and they rain
over you yabu ibagara
pray their own things they want you for
fire
I pour fire you
kusenga wakuri ya Burundi kuzeko
senga away from her auntie and they pray the one pray to
them say it to hears
our darkness and they begin to make funny noise we have gone tomorrow they are back
and they have
both the pastor all of these that's why you can't come here all
when you
come here with your demons they are resting on the way or you see with your demons when they chair if you trouble our service
but
they know we know them here
and when
they capture we don't chase
them for
we chase them
for the angel
and we call the angel of the chains to bind this fallen angel troubling you
in the same God we told the same God
you're not the auntie of this person
wefurafura bijingo
malaika ya kwako fallen angel
wali bakambo wali ndanzili
ku I am not having mercy on them
bomo twali rubaga bali bantu
ni rubaga they sent me there
waliyo akasaba akali akaiti
go shrine called a church right there at rubaga
then nabafumulira
wo I just those fallen angels from the people
they wanna
and they told me
obaise eti
you've called them what
nebaga ni wano feri tugwa
mesimu ja
tusoka ntugerezekana na John Tumanya
speak with them and we see we get them nebaga
mumogere na John zisogera na
bantu me I don't speak with those people
uyogere ne sitani boyogera ne jaja
the devil that speak of our father
uri ne bamalaika bagwe bago bamugude bali karunjike batwagali
just the chest from heaven they don't wish any good thing on you
Luke 16:16 olunyirirwa 25
Luke 16:25
Naye Ibrahimu namugamba nti mwana wange jukiranga wawebwe ebirungi ebirungi byo mu bulamu bwo era ne Lazaro bwatyo ebibi naye kakano yasanyusibwa gwolumwa era kwebyo byonna wakati wa fenamwe waliwo olukonko oluwanvu olwateekebwawo abaagala okuva eno okujja gye muli bale mengo okuyinza
eliya ava muguru
no one gets from heaven
obeya muguru ya edisoka mtuga cha katuna
you are in the heaven and the seat of god
okuvayo kate no munya
getting how to come in the pits down here
obango ali muguru eliyo kusaka
in the third heaven
ebange lija odende
space is big
yamugamba bali no batukuvute bavayo
kujeyo the saints cannot come down there
atende chirana amwe demsobola kuvayo
if you can't get out of your hell
kagati bana batubuza abuzanti baba
these confusers have gotten out from there
omukaka che chali chimwogeza
David wansaba the rich man speak and it get out
Luka esule 10 no mukago runyirirwa babiri mu mukago
Luke 16 verse 26
era balemengo okuveyo okuyita wo kujja je tuli nagamba ati kale nkwegayiride kitange omutume mu nyumba ya kitange kubanga nina abo luganda batano abategeze balemo okujja nabo mu kifo kino ekirimu okulumwa
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Akado mugaga ita sobora vayo.
The rich man could not get out of hell.
Na wana po mutugu wa mungu
wao. He came on the head of a living person. Did he do that?
Na mgamba.
I told you my child. My brethren.
Echidieri.
What is it down there?
Murivemu ebyo kusamira.
Abandon what you
have. Kama andibu bi.
See God is badly affecting me and treating me.
Ya mugamba munyumba chitange eliya chilieri
in my father's house what is there
bagana ngi batano bali musamize bwebumu
brothers are worshiping
era bagena nabo kwe unyanga batu
usamite fortune I'm surprised to reach where I am
and ejamba deko wejamba de ja kuteba
what was upon me when they left me a capture the others
we ba maro kutono magombe ya sibira
he headed in hell
komera
in the prison
na mugamba chilieri banna
all them what is down here
bali nabo bagena kujja mu fortune bake unyi bagena kuba chipyaje bali
who will reach here and will be surprised to be
kuba ne yali eta manyete chifoje
for it to never knew the places existed
yali amanyi wega ta komezi moja bajejabo
on the winds of your forefathers
wali munsozi
in the mountains
pozi nokunta mu mpewu
if it to move around within the winds
yekanga ali mchifeje
found himself in that place
ne uro kuba chifoje to so ativa
because you can't get out of that place
yakamba ne batu meyo
let them say
omuntu atasa banna
so no saves my brothers
wali ola bya muzimu cho kujja ne kugangu buli mwana wange
come to one my child get from that religion
eno no nyo buloko zyo kwa dalengera jeni mu
salvation the solution of in his bad love As the demon is back right to warn you, my child, you would have stopped playing. You play more and worship devils in the shrine. That's what they speak. My child, the coach, you can't have them nails. Get another.
Your father who died, or your father, or your brother,
would
have told you the problem they are within down there. The devil's light in this world, which is second, the second head of the spiritual wickedness, kingdom of the devil, known as beast, reign over all people. Badly. If we connect tomorrow, if they are to come back and tell us the situation they are in, or what's going to be happening on us ahead, we would have run. But the truth, there is no inquiring from the dead. For they who come, they are not the dead who died from us. These are fallen angels. They were first known as evil spirits. If we had an evil spirit from the Lord, it came upon King Saul. And we saw that spirit in the mouth of the prophets of Jezebel. Remember the 400 prophets. And with them they had a lying spirit. But those days they said it came from the Lord. For in the BC, fallen angels are still residing in heaven. And they come from there, come light on the earth. Until the AD when it began. And they were chased from there. Right now they don't have a little time, they have to do everything possible. To increase the tricks of conning and to bewitch more. To bewitch humanity never to hold on God's laws. The testimony of the Lord Jesus. And then in a very great battle. That's why the first head of the spiritual false church system, they moved on to adding ingredients in it. Praise Jesus. Now, where do you understand? According to what we see in Hebrews 1, when angels are all right, there's holy angels.
He
used to call them ministering spirits. If an angel fell, he was called an evil spirit. Praise Jesus. Those are the spirits you hear right now, which are troubling humanity.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And when it says
2 Corinthians chapter 11,
as
devil masquerades as angel of light, this can masquerade and make
sense
of anything. Clothe any image of your dead relative and they appear to you. And you see they have ever faked the image of Prophet Samuel. Praise Jesus.
And
he came with the voice just as Samuel spoke. If they know God
that
arose for you, and he said, why are you troubling me?
Will
God forsake you? Remember, the same spirit came. It was upon Saul himself. It was troubling him.
And he goes to
the shrine, it's the one he found there, the same spirit.
He
troubled him to rebel against God's commands, which Prophet Samuel told him. It's the same which troubled him. He knew even how he rebelled and began to speak, why are you awakening me?
The wizards
say, I see God from the ground. That his clothing
how?
When Saul asked his clothing how, it clothed the image. Samuel had a cloth, even a bald head, and it put on a bald head upon itself.
And it's
the same man with the bald head with a glove. The one out is it.
Oh yes, Samuel.
That is Prophet Samuel.
And he says,
but I have conned him, is finished. And say, I have to even speak the words of Samuel. That is what
you say.
If in a dream you see and hear your grandfather is visiting you, when you look carefully at them, you begin to see the joy is stretching, is changing in appearance.
They don't want to kill them. And they try to pretend and confuse themselves. They disappear, they are changing. They don't want to be seen.
Handkerchiefs.
My father came, but he was bringing the cloth. He was changing.
He
was my auntie. You are dead. When you keenly look at them, you see, he has one nose. It's not his. That's why the things of God we keenly look. Like
you
say, Jeremiah 29. Seek me and search me out totally.
If an
angel look at him keenly to prove he's of God, let me tell you this themselves. They are behind this mountain of the spiritual wickedness, the fallen angels. And they give and they make themselves gods of the
plants,
or they make themselves demons of the dead. Yet they are all false. We shall know more tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you for coming.